Tim Graham, CEO of Manx Wildlife Trust. So the way I'd explain it is it's obviously trying to make sure that we end up with more wildlife at the end of development of a particular size, usually. And it's gotten to the news a little bit more because although it's been around as a concept for a while, the UK government has tried to actually embed this within planning, especially for England. The ultimate idea of it, as well as just finding that there's more wildlife at the end, it's not about balancing out net losses with an idea. It's about making sure that you do everything you can that protects wildlife. So there's a lot of things trying to make sure you're avoiding it first, things like that, as well as being able to mitigate and put things into place that help actually take away any impacts on site from a development. So it's about a philosophy that's kind of win-win and being very positive for wildlife. Long time
ago. Bill Henderson, member of the Legislative Council and Tynwald.
We're hearing the wildlife experts tell us now that this is very much, we're all in the midst of an ecological crisis and we must be doing our bit now to preserve pollinators, to allow for some sort of restoration in the natural world. And this kind of concept, does that sort of tie in with that?
Yeah, it sits neatly within those concepts, Aaron, very nicely. It may be a newer concept to the planning system of the Isle of Man, but it's certainly not uncommon now to find this being put in place in the UK, and certainly in areas developers are doing this on a voluntary basis.
Do you think that should be a given in a UNESCO biosphere?
Absolutely I do, and it's one of the reasons I'm raising it, and it's absolutely fair comment from yourself. We have this amazing designation now. We've been recognised for what we have here. And now we need to raise all of our standards, especially within the planning and environmental procedures, to meet the requirements of biosphere designation, to ensure that we retain it, and to demonstrate that we're actually exceeding the expectations of biosphere designation so that we can carry on and be an example to future generations in other jurisdictions.
There are metrics, there's sums provided, there's surveys needed. You need to understand what wildlife features are there, what actual operation and development, what's going to change, what potential impacts are. So there are a lot of things to measure. One of the most important things is that this is all transparent, that you're clear what method you're using to assess. And what would be required is for the government to decide what kind of method is best to be used, if it's going to be used at all, and then that's what we would follow. And Manx Wildlife Trust, we act as consultants as well, so we have that level of expertise. We'd be able to do the assessments and run through the calculations. In fact, we already know how to do this. There's some other assessments that go on in terms of BREEAM, it's called, for sustainability assessment, and these kind of calculations enter that to understand what kind of impacts are on wildlife, and also to try and make sure that it's net positive, that there's more things going in as a result of the development that mean long term it's much more sustainability and it's all win-win.